We want to invite you to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Big Fibber, weekdays at 8:30 with Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. With more for kids, a colourful carousel, adorable animals and the Bunratty Express train. There's more to Bunratty Castle and Folk Park than you think. Bunrattycastle.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At the 1933 Furniture Company, we know your dining table is important to you. Because it's not just a table. It's where you feed your family with good food, great company and lasting memories. A gathering place for shared stories. It's where life unfolds. For style, range and a unique shopping experience, visit our extensive showrooms in Navan, your destination for quality furniture. Check out the 1933furniturecompany.ie. Because good furniture is hard to find.
Are you a nurse or a nurse manager looking for new opportunities and career progression? Bonsecours Hospital Cork have positions available in specialities such as theatre, cardiothoracic and oncology, along with other career opportunities. Come and join us at our Nurse Recruitment Open Day on Saturday the 28th of September from 9am to 2pm. Meet the team and tour our state-of-the-art new facilities. See bonsecours.ie for more information. Advanced medicine, exceptional care.
Jobs Expo Dublin is back. Packed with some of Ireland's best companies, with jobs and careers for skilled professionals just like you. We're coming to Croke Park on Saturday, October 19th, to bring you the cream of Irish and international companies, all looking to fill exciting job vacancies. Meet employers, get advice on your CV, interview skills, apply for jobs and more. And it's all free to attend. That's Jobs Expo Dublin, Saturday, October 19th at Croke Park. Register to attend today at jobsexpo.ie.
The average attention span of a human is 6 seconds. 123inc.ie dispatch all your office supplies same day, so you can buy local and still... Oh look, a squirrel!
123inc.ie.
Hi, it's Niall Boylan. Weeknights from 9, I open the phone lines for your opinions. Honest, upfront and unfiltered.
The stupidity of our so-called politicians. They don't have a clue how to run money.
And you broke the law.
I never said that I didn't break the law. Niall, all know what I'm talking about.
The Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Monday to Thursday, 9pm to midnight. With Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Emile Nigid Nocha Kuig, Hui on Tauron, You Are Not Alone, La Michael Jackson, Snechid Spotta Snechartacha, August Via Ban Kiela Eganam Shin, Lisa Marie Presley, in some Fishon. Erin Carroll and Mian 4, Mila Nigid Ochtu Hain, Rugga Beyonce Knowles in Houston, Texas. Aaron Cugulaw, Imyan 4, Mila Nigid, Kara Shea, Ruga Farrock, Bulsara, is Zanzibar. August Vishay and Taurani, Alesh and Grupa Colul, Queen. Ach, Freddie Mercury, Antana Mavir. That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 10 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Jane McNamara. Any remaining Irish civilians in Lebanon are being urged to leave the country immediately. The Taoiseach has described the situation on the ground as extremely dangerous following Israeli bombardment this week. Simon Harris says the Irish peacekeepers in Lebanon are well trained and are being kept safe. He adds the situation is continuing to be monitored.
Well, the safety of our troops is absolutely paramount importance to the government and to the people of Ireland. We're also very concerned about civilians there who have no ability to be safe, no ability to defend themselves, no skills or training in relation to being a member of a defence forces, and who are seeing themselves obliterated by escalatory actions of Israel.
A 1.4 million euro security hut at the Department of Finance has prompted further questions about oversight at the OPW. The Office of Public Works was also responsible for the controversial 336,000 euro bike shelter at Leinster House. Speaking at the Oireachtas Finance Committee, Chair of the OPW, John Conlon, accepted it was an extraordinary cost but did not think it was a waste of taxpayers' money. ANTHU leader Pather Tobin was among those querying how the money was spent.
Not only was our own oversight of potential waste internally obviously very poor, but we actually gave it to somebody else to tender for taxpayers' money to be spent in this scenario.
We gave the job to the authority to do, and within that, they tendered for those two particular items we've identified there, the steelworks and the granite.
Do you think it's a good idea that we put tendering at arm's length?
Politicians have heard claims that contractors behind the new National Children's Hospital are holding the hospital hostage for more money. The Hospital Development Board is accusing FAM of unacceptable delays and says it couldn't give assurances for the new June 2025 completion date. An Oireachtas Health Committee today heard not one single room in the new hospital is currently up to standard. Schools have been sharing ideas on how to address bullying at a national showcase today. It was the first of its kind under the Department of Education's Cnealtas Anti-Bullying Strategy, launched last year. Primary and secondary students from around the country met at Crow Park to display their own initiatives, including buddy benches, kindness awards and traveller and Roma ambassadors. That's it for now. More in an hour.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Well, outbreaks of rain tonight could become much patchier and turning to drier and clear intervals in places, with lowest temperatures down to between 6 and 9 degrees. Europe today to the home of the amazing 80s each weekday at noon with Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back. By the way, I see your text coming in. So he said, we had a nun in third class who would pin a sheet of newspaper front and back of your pinafore if it was too far above the knee. We also had a nun who used to use the side of the ruler on your knuckles, and her knuckles she would jab into the side of her head. We also had the red tan, which was a thick piece of leather with a handle on it. Then secondary school, we had a teacher who used the eraser as a missile. That comes in from Maureen Clondalkin. The duster, as they used to call it. We had a few teachers who used to use the duster as a missile. If they heard any noise in the class, they would fire it. I remember one day they split some lad open. He'd a gash across the top of his eye because the top of it was wood. For those who don't remember the duster, it was about 5 inches long, 2 inches wide, 2 inches thick. It had a bit of felt on the bottom of it for rubbing the chalk off the blackboard. But the rest of it was solid wood. And they would throw it at you. And sometimes they'd hit you. Which was incredible. Can you imagine a teacher nowadays throwing a lump of 2 inch thick wood at a child in a class? They'd be put in jail. Anyway, they got away with it in those days. Lily, hi, how are you?
Hi, Nigel.
I'm good, Lily. Lily, yeah. Okay, do you believe, that according to Mary Siri Carney, we should have an apology from the state? There's tens of thousands of people affected by this, and maybe even redress. Would that serve a purpose?
Definitely an apology, and an apology from the religious crowd as well, because nuns, Christian Brothers, priests, the whole lot of them, they rule the country. And I was listening to Margaret and Pauline about their tale of woe. Mine was the same. You get walloped if you didn't do this or you didn't do that, or if you didn't put a father on a word. But I got my nun back.
How did you get her back?
I went to a home to visit somebody. I went to a home, I can't say where. I went to a home to visit an old friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I, at the corner of my eye, I spotted the evil devil that walloped me on the leg because I didn't put a father on some blasted word or something. But I went over to her and I looked at her and she looked at me and I said, hi. I was ever so friendly. Hi, how are you? Mm. Do I recognize you? And I caught her finger. And I said, yeah, would this bring back memories to you? And I caught her finger and I bent it back very, very quickly, very smartly. And I said, you walloped me on the leg. I said, and I've got a vein in my leg ever since. You fucking, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be using bad. I called her an evil, evil woman. And I just walked away. I went to the friend and she said, oh, do you know that lady there? I said, yeah, she's lovely. I said, she's a lovely person.
I love your sarcasm, Lily. It's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, she's a lovely, lovely person. I said, I always wanted to see her again. Mm. And she looked over at me. What could she say? And I thought to myself, I got my back on you. And you were saying there, Niall, do you know what I really loved what you said? I was so happy when I heard you saying, you rang a principal or somebody from a school and you asked him, you were doing a daytime.
That's right, yeah, daytime yeah. Gig, yeah.
And you asked him, would you like to come on the show? I thought to myself, I wish Niall Boylan was a minister for finding out people who punish people. You should tell the doll you want to be the minister for getting all these. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well, I tell you what, when he answered the phone, I managed to get his phone number. When he answered the phone to me, right?
Yeah. What did he say?
Oh, you could tell by his voice. I didn't have to say anything to him. You could tell by his voice that he knew exactly why I was ringing him. Now, he's probably in his, I think he's, now this was going back about 7 years ago, five, 7 years ago. And I'd say he was in his mid-80s. He's probably 90s. He could be dead now. I don't know. But anyway, right. He's well known in his community. Very well known in his community, right? Still, and still was up to 7 years ago, right? But I just said to him, it's Niall Boylan here. And he says, oh, I recognize your voice. You're doing really well. Well done, Niall. He says, I remember you well in school. I said, I'm sure you do remember me in school. I said, would you like to come on the air today? We're talking about corporal punishment.
Oh, I was delighted when I heard you saying that. Would you like to come? And it's an awful pity you didn't say, well, do you sleep good at night?
Mm.
But she couldn't, this nun couldn't, you know, she couldn't really call the nurse and say, this woman is after doing hurting me. Because she knew what it was. But there should be someone in the doll. There should be someone elected. You should go for it and say you're going to be the new minister for finding out
stuff. Yeah. but here's the thing, Lily. Do you know what? When I was talking to him, right, he sounded frailish, right? Old, frail.
Okay.
And I said, I would love him to come on the air, and I wasn't going to berate him. I wanted to give him the opportunity to apologize. That would have been good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been good enough. Just apologize. You know what I mean?
And he refused.
He refused, yeah. He refused the opportunity to come on.
Like he bullied you. Did he bully you?
Oh, he bullied everyone in the class. But we were all only 7 years of age. And he basically dished, like, he had a reputation in the school. Well, he had a big reputation. I mean, he used this batha. It was a dowel. Do you know what it was? It was the dowel off a baby's cot. Do you know the dowel, the wooden dowel?
God, that'd be sore.
Oh, and you got to remember, we were only 6 or 7 years of age. We were only kids. Like, and he would use that to slap you across the hand or the knuckles on a cold winter's morning. You know, the way he would shout at you, the way he would shake his fist at you. We were kids. We were only little kids. You know what I mean?
It'd be
terrified.
It'd be great if you got one of them dowel rods and just went to the place wherever you're going to say, I just brought this back.
Yeah, put your hand out there now. Let's see what happens here.
No, he didn't go, you know, but I got her back and I was delighted.
I'm glad you felt good about doing that. Anyway, but here's the thing. So, Lily, you do believe the state should apologise and you do believe that the church should apologise, the religious orders.
The church and the state. But it's not the state's fault, really, because the religious people...
Don't let them away with it, Lily, because the state absconded their duty to educate the children and left it to the church to do it. And don't get me wrong, a lot of us got a good education. That's okay. I'm okay to say that. There were some good teachers too, you know. But here's the thing. The church allowed it to, or the state allowed it to happen. What they were doing was illegal.
Right.
It was illegal.
They're right. They allowed it. And I remember having to go to confession. I went into a priest after when you're making confirmation, blah, blah, blah. And I went into the priest and said, what's your sins? I said, my sin is that I'm in a classroom where there's a nun beating us every day. I said, did you ever get bet when you were young? I said to the priest, did you? He said, you're not allowed to ask me questions. I have to, well, I said, this is my last time ever going to confession. I said, you're all hypocrites. I said, you're all the same. And I just walked out and that was it. Never went to confession then. But anyway.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. And again, as I said, you just wanted this guy to apologize. Do you know what? In a funny, weird way, I kind of liked him as a teacher. Maybe it was a kind of Stockholm syndrome thing. I don't know. But, you know, but he certainly demanded attention. That was for sure. Lily, thanks very much indeed for that. Let me go to Tommy. So if he is alive, I don't know whether he is now, because he told me he used to listen to the show. If you're listening now, you're still welcome to come on. You know, I won't hold a grudge against you. All I want is an apology. And not just for me, by the way, for the other kids in the class, some of whom you treated a lot worse than me. And for the reputation you had in the school. You know you had a reputation, by the way. You're well aware of the reputation that you had if you're listening. And I know you told me before you listened to the show. So there you go. You're welcome to come on. Tommy, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? How's things with you?
Good. Tommy, thanks, Lily, by the way. Tommy, I mean, do we need a state apology and redress? And would that make a difference? Or is it necessary?
After all these years, well, I'm the same age as you. But my experience of, what would you call them, the un-Christian brothers, was a lot more severe than, I'd say, you know, the buffer or the stick or anything like that. I remember one of the first days in secondary school, and this poor young fella, you know, he wasn't as sharp a card as maybe the other ones were, and he was sitting in the wrong desk. The desks are all marked with your names. You remember those little...
Yeah, the little paper names on them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this brother came in and he saw the young kid sitting in the wrong seat, which happened to be beside me. So the first thing he did was he gave him an uppercut. You know what an uppercut
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Punch. Yeah.
Then he grabbed him by the hair. And he began to lay into him on top of his nose, you see. So his nose exploded, blood all over the place, and we had little white shirts across, the blood was on me then as well. And then he dragged him out of the seat and proceeded to kick him in the head until he was unconscious.
Oh my God.
I never saw that child again. That's the strange thing about it. I remember his name. I never saw him again.
Yeah.
That fella now, He lasted about a year or two in that particular school. He was well known for handing out, you know.
Yeah, he had a reputation, yeah.
He was a savage. Okay. But they brought in a new headmaster the following year, and he was a different kettle of fish altogether. He was a career guidance man. And, by that September, all the ones, there was another German teacher that used to beat the kids with a steel rod across the back of the legs. Yeah, he was a lovely individual. There was various different, and then the sad thing about it was there was decent guys there as well, you know.
Yeah, oh no, there was some decent teachers, there were.
I didn't believe in all that carry on, you know, but it's a very strange thing, you know. When violence is lashed out like that, it has a lasting effect on you, you know?
Mm.
One of the things is that you become easy to dish it out yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you see it going on that often. And
you think that's the way you deal with things, yeah. Yeah.
You get kind of, you know, you get used to, you know, and you become a bit of a thug yourself then, you know?
It changed a lot of people's lives. That kind of violent behaviour towards children changed a lot. It normalised violence.
Yeah, the 1980s, you know, around the world, when you look back at it, you know, our generation, they were very violent times, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, you had the Civil War, of course, going on in this country, more or less, by proxy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it when we're used to that kind of violence being dished out the whole time, you just, you know, it took me years to come to a realization that violence is the last thing you should resort to.
Yeah, that's not normal. This is not normality. But this is the reason, when you talk to a lot of these savages, be they male and female, by the way, Christian brothers, nuns and lay teachers, their answer all the time, and anything I've ever spoken to over the years is, The reason they did it was because everybody else was doing it. Because they were allowed to do it. Now, they technically weren't allowed to do it, but they thought they were. Because the law didn't let them do it. And people said, oh, but the corporal punishment wasn't banned from 1992, so they were allowed legally to do it. And they weren't. There was no law said they could do what they did. The law clearly stated, it was the same law for parents. Under the law, you were allowed to use reasonable chastisement on a child who misbehaved.
You know what, I always remember one of my own kids, one day I had to bring her to an appointment during the middle of the day. She wanted to go to school. And I was like shocked. And I picked her up, brought her to the appointment, then demanded that she go back to school.
Yeah.
Even more shocked.
In our day, you demanded, oh, it's not worth going back now, it's not worth going back now. You wouldn't want to go back to school, of course,
no,
any excuse.
But it actually shocked me that the child enjoyed school so much that she wanted to go back to it. I said to him, you didn't want to go to school. You know, it was... I don't know, but it as I say, it normalized violence. That's what it did. Mm. We were a very violent, you know, I know that you weren't violent, you don't like violence, but unfortunately brought me down some bad roads, bad roads. Probably lucky I didn't wind up in jail, you know.
But look, you are, I always think these, you weren't born violent, Tommy. You know what I mean? It's always nurture, not nature. And obviously, you know, teachers spend a lot of your life is spent with teachers. So what you monkey see, monkey do. You know what I mean?
I suppose that's true to a certain extent. But, you know, we were never taught that it was the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like you become very quick to the fist, you know?
Yeah.
Something went wrong, you know, and...
Would it serve a purpose? Sorry for interrupting you, but because I want to go to Kathleen as well. Would it serve a purpose now, you know, as they're saying in the Oireachtas, to have, you know, a citizens' assembly and have an apology by the state and maybe redress, I don't know, you know, a monetary amount of money to be handed out to everybody, you know, who can prove, and the way they prove it is by, I suppose, corroborating stories, you know what I mean? We all know who they were.
I'd like to see some of them put to the, you know, because
a lot of them are dead, by the way.
The funny thing about this afterwards is years and years afterwards I ran into an individual that knew that particular teacher, and she praised him up to the eyes, you know, what a nice, kind, gentle man he was.
Oh, Jesus.
Sickening.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. The teacher I'm talking about in my primary school had a reputation for being the hardest in the class, in the school, right? And he was a pillar in his community. I'm not going to, it was in rural Ireland, but he was a pillar of the community. Even right up to after he retired and everything, because I kind of had a little follow of his career.
You'd like to see them out it a little bit, wouldn't you?
You would. But you know what? I did say, and I stand by this, and because he told me he listened to the show and he followed my career because obviously he remembered me as a kid. And I said, if you want to come on the air anytime, all I want is an apology. And not for me, but for all the other kids that you thought as well, because some of them you treated worse than me. You know what I mean?
And I suppose a lot of them are dead at this stage now as well, you know, as the years fly by.
I don't know, maybe the last time I spoke to him was about 5 years ago, I think, 7 years ago. He would have been maybe 85 then, I suppose. Maybe he's dead now, I don't know. I'm not going to shed too many tears, in fairness. Stay there, Tommy. Let me go to Kathleen. Kathleen, hi.
Hello, Niall.
Hey.
Hello, Niall.
Hey, Kathleen.
Oh, so very sad to hear all this now.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
That story from Tommy, you know, about that poor kid, that was horrendous.
God, yeah, I mean, that is just horrific. And the poor lady that was left-handed, because she was the devil's child.
Oh, that was common in those days. It was quite common that you were the devil's.
Yeah,
it was the devil's work. Yeah, well, that's the devil's work, allegedly, according to the nuns.
I know it wasn't very favourable when I was a kid in school, you know. But of course, I was in Blackpool at the time, as you know.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like different. But the nearest thing that we got to corporal punishment now was if you were a bit cheeky or anything to the teacher, you'd get the ruler across your knuckles. That was bloody sore.
Yeah, it
if
would
you
be.
Were speaking to the teacher.
Yeah.
But now that was the height of it then. But wouldn't you just love to have 5 minutes in a room with the teacher who gave you all them and just letting it, come on and do it to me now. Come on and do it to me now and give them such a hiding now. I just told let them know.
I had a guy in the air about 4 years ago. We were talking about something similar. And a man came on the air. If he's listening, by the way, you're welcome to back on again. But he got a really rough time from a school teacher.
Right.
And what he did was, and Tommy, when you hear this, you love this one. He went and found where the teacher was buried because the teacher died. It was a Christian brother. And he went and found where he was buried. And him and his friend, one night, dug up his grave, took his skeleton out of the grave, and they played football with his skull in the graveyard.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Mm. Now, I remember we had got complaints that night, but I defended the man in the complaints that we got to the Broadcasting Authority because the man was so emotionally upset by what happened to him during his school days. And he felt that gave him some level of closure. And you know what? Yeah. I couldn't care less about how insensitive some people thought it was. This man was an evil man who did what he did. And by the way, it was a lot worse. He had sexually abused him.
Oh, God.
So he felt to get closure, he would dig up his skeleton and play football with his corpse.
Well, I tell you, fair play to him for doing it. That must have been some closure.
Yeah.
He was right, though. He was right, wasn't he?
Well, he felt justified in doing it. It made him feel better. Yeah. So I wasn't going to condemn him on the air. I know some people did, but I didn't.
Oh, God, no. Without a doubt, no.
Okay,
no,
but I mean, Kathleen, do you believe people should get an apology and should there be a redress paid, or would that make a difference?
I don't think you could never say that, you know, them early years are supposed to be, you know, when you're a child, you're supposed to be the happiest years of your life, aren't they, you know? And if you were getting treated like that in the school, you know, and all that cruelty, I mean, it must be, you know, very hard to move on from that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but really now the damage is, you know, my opinion is the damage has been done, and you know, but if it's possible, you know, I don't know really now. How could you live with all that, you know, it must have been terrified to go to school.
But this is the problem, a lot of people's lives, and I say this to Tommy as well, a lot of people's lives were completely did a U-turn because of Tommy, because they didn't want to go to school anymore, so their lives were completely went a different direction because of it. Do they deserve to be compensated, Tommy?
I don't know about compensation, but I would like to see some of them exposed to the light a little, you know?
Mm.
If they're still alive, you know? Some of these people
named
still
and
go
shamed
around.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. It would be... I'd love to find out what happened to that kid. I really would love to find out what happened to him.
I can't let you mention his name on the air, obviously, because... maybe he hasn't charged the person or whatever, I don't know. As much as I'd love to. By the way, I'd love to be able to do a show where people come on and name all these teachers. You know, but unfortunately, we can't do that unless they've been actually charged.
I'll tell you what it is as well, Niall. A lot of them, like the brothers, they would have had these names, you know?
That wasn't their real name. Yeah, that's right.
No, it wasn't their real name. So, you know, it's finding out who that person, if they'd left, which I think that particular person had left the brother, or maybe he was kicked out, I don't know.
Mm.
But I do know that he went on to teach in a girls' school afterwards.
Well, I wonder did he treat girls the same way as he treated boys?
I don't know. I came across another individual who was, again, he was a child beater, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been primary school, but I came across him years afterwards, and I don't know whether he changed or he changed his attitude towards kids or whatever, but some of the kids thought he was a great person.
Yeah.
And I was like, so they would have been maybe...
See, I can tell you now, the kids in my school, who the teacher I was talking to you about, the primary school teacher, had the reputation... Some of the kids might have thought he was great because if they were involved in sport, he treated them well. because he was a sportman, big sportman.
And they, so this particular individual, because he was from Offaly. He gave, there was a chap that was in the school who was, his father, I think, played for one of the other counties. And he gave him a good hiding one day as well, because, you know, I think they'd been beaten by that county, that weekend, you know. So he gave him a good hiding as well, you know. He gave a good few people a good hiding, you know.
By the way, I don't want to take away from... As Martin rightly said here, he says, Niall, that trope that everybody was doing it is a complete lie. And in my experience, the teachers who did not do it were the best teachers. They knew how to teach. And, like, I did have good teachers. Like, I had a great teacher in secondary school, as well as all the bad ones in the Christian Brothers in De La Salle. I had a good teacher. He was a lay teacher. And if anyone knows, if he's still around, I'd love to chat to him, because I really got on well with him. He was a wonderful man. His name was John Keane. But I think his name may have been Jack, might have been his real name. But we used to piss him off by calling him by his first name, because in those days you didn't do that in school. It was always meant to be Sir or Mr. Keane, right? He taught us science. And I love science because he made it so interesting. And he was a wonderful guy, a really nice guy. He was reasonably young at the time. He was only in his 30s probably, you know, but he always seemed very stressed out. But here's the thing. If he's around, I'd love to chat to him. Really nice guy. And I learned a lot from him. But unfortunately, they were few and far between. Good teachers like that.
Well, that's it. It's like everything, you know, in life. You discover over a period of time, it's the one rotten apple that ruins it for everybody else, you know. And it's sad when you see it then afterwards, that the ones that did the good work are forgotten.
Mm.
But the memory lives on, especially that particular individual.
Yeah.
I'd love to, he's probably dead by now, you know.
Yeah. But oh, well, maybe it'll be no loss. Anyway, listen, Tommy, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for sharing that with us. All right, and I hope that kid that you're talking about is okay. Maybe that kid is listening and knows exactly who we're talking about. Anyway, the TV license, back in the news again, by the way. A man stood in front of the Ennis District Court and said he does not have to pay a TV license because he doesn't have to pay for a toaster or a fridge. License, so why would he pay for a TV license? Not quite the same thing, mind you. And that he was willing to go to jail. He was one of the 70 people that unpussed brought prosecutions against who don't have a television license. A separate man told the judge that he would not be paying the license because of the corruption of RTE, quotation marks. Jail time for failure to pay the television license is now being seen as a last resort following the latest earnings order. Alternatively, people could be fined up to €1,000. Frankly, people have lost faith in the television license after RTE's scandal, of course, last year. And of course, there's now record low numbers of people who have actually been paying a license, with up to 60 people a day facing prosecution. As we all know, in July, the government announced a funding package of $725 million for RTE over the next 3 years. A truly massive amount of money after everything they've done. Is it really worth all of this time and effort to get people to pay? RTE has proved time and time again they are just money hungry. And they badly manage money. They lost money again this year, even after all the fiasco of last year. Another 9 million down the drain, lost. They're yet to comment on the TV license debacle. But should we be sending people to prison for not paying a television license? If most of us are paying it, right, let's be fair here, right? You know, those who don't pay it affect everybody else, because everybody else will probably have to pay that bit more then. So the argument from the government is we should change the method in which we collect the money, and it should be collected through taxation rather than you paying it voluntarily. It'll be just taken from you. Would you agree with that? Would you agree with having the €160 taken out of your taxes or your salary or your wages by the Revenue Commissioner or something like that, in a method like that, as a tax rather than you voluntarily paying for a television license? Let me know what you think. Some people believe the state broadcaster is important. And they have done some great work. They've done some abysmal work as well. But they've done some good work over the years. I want to know, do you think that we should be paying for the state broadcaster in our taxes? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Sorry about that.
Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Why don't you join me here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio as we fire up the flux capacitor and guess the year with Back to the Future. And an eye on all your news, sport, traffic and entertainment too. Plus a chance to win all that cash if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Monday to Friday from 2.
With Tesco Club Card. Feel the power to more.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Cameron McIntosh and Disney present Mary Poppins. Only Mary Poppins can bring you the most spectacular, spit-spot, magical, practically perfect, gravity-defying, supercalifragilistic musical. And she's flying to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this Christmas from the 11th of December for 5 weeks only. Tickets available now. BordGáisEnergyTheatre.ie.
Christmas is coming.
Oh no.
Oh yes. The Christmas Shopping Expo. Ireland's new indoor Christmas shopping fair at the National Indoor Arena, Blanchardstown, on 7th and 8th of December. Forget the stresses of Christmas shopping and get all your festive gifts and stocking fillers all under one roof. Make Christmas extra special this year at the Christmas Shopping Expo on 7th and 8th of December. For tickets or information on exhibiting at Ireland's new Christmas Gifts Fair, visit christmasshopping.ie.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, easy living has it all.
It's the mattress sale at Easy Living Furniture. With all mattresses reduced, get yourself a better night's sleep with free delivery and disposal on all mattresses over £499 at Easy Living Furniture, Swords, Blanchardstown, Fonthill, Tala and Nace Road, Dublin.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, Easy Living has it all.
Easy Living Furniture. Luxury furnishings, affordable luxury.
Hi, it's Niall Boylan. Weeknights from 9, I open the phone lines for your opinions. Honest, upfront and unfiltered.
The stupidity of our so-called politicians, they don't have a clue how to run money.
And you broke the law.
But I never said that I didn't break the law. Niall, we all know what I'm talking about.
The Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Monday to Thursday, 9pm to midnight with Recruit.ie. Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Welcome back. Now, we are talking about RTE, of course, not Ireland's Classic Hits Radio or the independent sector, although some of the independent sector is quite questionable, to be honest with you. But I'm sorry, you caught me off guard. I decided I'd eat a bit of me curly whirly. It's never got caught in the roof of my mouth. I do apologise. That's your fault, Carl. See, you, see what you did? Thank you. Yeah, I have a curly wordy here. And I decided to eat it during the break, but the break wasn't long enough for me to complete it. Anyway, listen. 70 people were before the courts. Unpussed every now and again will drag people to court. Now, remember, there are a lot of people. There's hundreds of people who have not paid, thousands who have not paid their television license, particularly since the debacle last year. RTE have lost a huge amount of money on the television license. Hence, the government are now using taxpayers' money to bail them out, 725 million. It is important that we have a state broadcaster, whether you're happy with RTE and what they do or not. You know, and one person did say in RTE, or in court today, and the judge, he said the reason he wasn't paying it was that RTE were corrupt, or there was corruption in RTE. That's quotation marks. That's what he said to the judge. Now, the thing about it is, whether you like RTE or not, some people will argue it's important that we have a state broadcaster because we have to cover, you know, events, you know, at the Olympic Games, the World Cup, national, I don't know, ceremonies that happen, St. Patrick's Day parades, all those kind of things are covered by RTE. And that's public service. We certainly couldn't afford to do that here at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio constantly all the time because we wouldn't have enough money because we rely on commercials. And nor could most people in the independent sector. So it's important to some degree that you have a national broadcaster, but are you willing to pay for it? The suggestion is that we don't pay a voluntary television license anymore, that it's taken out of your taxes, like a taxation. So it doesn't matter whether you have a telly or not. Let me know what you think. Do you believe that it's important and should people go to jail for not paying a television license? Let me go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Noel? How are you?
Good. Do you think people should go to jail for not paying a television license?
Stop it, Noel. Stop it. I was one of them persons 8 years ago.
Oh, you went to jail?
Yeah.
I'm assuming just for the day or for the afternoon.
Yeah, Yeah. In and out, Noel.
It's a huge waste of taxpayers' money. So if anybody's prosecuted, the guards bring them to a prison, they put them in a cell, they sign them in, then they say, give them money for a taxi fare or whatever, and they put them back out again. It's a kind of huge waste of taxpayers' money.
Stupid.
Yeah, there should be an easier way to sort the problem out. I get you.
Because I was given the fine. I refused to pay the fine. Here's the thing, Noel. Here's where I'm at on this.
I want to know 8 years ago. Now, a lot of people have an axe to grind with RTE. Get that. But eight years ago, why did you refuse to pay for it?
I tell you why. Exactly why. In the same situation, even more about an axe to grind now. But 8 years ago, you know, I'm still the same. I pay for my broadband. I pay, as everybody else does. I'm not disputing this. I pay for my Sky, you know. I don't watch RTE. I know you said it. I hear what you said. Well, I don't watch RTE. I never watched RTE. I don't want RTE, you know. I will not be funding RTE. I will not be, you know, I never watched RTE in my life.
That's a lie.
Yeah, come here. I can kind of say this, you know. You know, I'm straight on to Sky. I just pay for Sky. Sky is expensive enough. My internet is expensive enough, you know, and that's the way I see this. You know, I'm not be paying for shitty TV, and that's all it was, and that's all it will be, is shitty TV, the RTE.
It's not all shitty. There is some good stuff in RTE.
What, the Roses for Lee?
Hang on. You know, the Roses for Lee is not my cup of tea.
Name something.
Let me finish, right? Roses for Lee, I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't walk across the road to watch it. I'd rather gouge my eyes out than watch it, right?
Yes.
But here, hold on. It gets a huge audience. A lot of people like it. Now, here's the other thing, right? You know, when you look at the Primetime Investigates programs, some of them, I believe, are completely biased, particularly last week's one, right? Very biased, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. But in saying that, they've done some great work over the last 10 years. I mean, look at the expose on, you know, the pensioners in the nursing homes, the way they were being abused. Massive expose.
You're not an RTE player on your phone, though. But the fact of the matter is...
I'm just saying, still RTE. They did great coverage of sport.
You can get that on your laptop.
I know, but you have to pay for it. Someone has to pay for it.
Yeah, but I won't be paying for it. Okay. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So that's what I say to you. You know, I'm paying up to, you know, 70, 80 quid a week on Sky, or sorry, a month on Sky. So, you know, now, here's the fact of the matter is, as what happened then with the pay scandals and whatever else, you think I'm going to be paying for RTE and all these assholes? Like, will my fucking backside, will I be paying for anything? And I urge anybody not to pay for anything got to do with RTE. I think they know the story anyway. Nobody's paying for RTE and they won't be paying. Even though they're being bailed out.
When you're wrong, then when you say nobody's paying, a lot of people are paying. Less people are paying this year than obviously last year because of what happened last year.
Of course they are. Because they got sense. And these are bailing them out.
I was going to say, but here's the bizarre thing. So when people don't pay the television licence, RTE then go to the government with the cap in the hand. The government give them 725 million over the next 3 years. That's the same thing as you paying for it. It's your tax money. You're paying tax in your wages.
The fact of the matter
it's your
is,
money.
They shouldn't have been. So should we do it all over again for Anglo-Irish and everybody else? Should we start doing this again, Noel? How many times did we do this? You know, they should have crashed it. The RTE should have been well gone. They were caught out. That was a pretty scummy thing what they done. And I can't believe it myself that, you know, here we go again, as you said, the taxman bailing it out. You know, it's an absolute kip of a country, this. Honest to God, between hospitals, bike racks, RTE, where the fuck does it end, Noel? Where does this shit end? Honestly, and I'm sorry for the language, but this is an absolute kip of a country to live in. You know, when you really think about it, it's corrupt. It's corrupt as fuck, the whole lot of it. You know, they shouldn't have been bailed out. They shouldn't have been. By no means should he have been bailed out. What was that? 725? What did he get in the end?
725 million.
Mother of Jesus Christ. You know what? It's an absolute disgrace now. You know? And this is the country we're living in. You know what? It makes me fucking sick. The way the people are being treated on the streets there, homelessness, hospitals, the whole lot. And they give 725 million to these assholes after being paying themselves, tubbity fucks off over to England. with a big wage packet. Ah, come here. You couldn't make it. Here, Niall. Here, typical Ireland. That's all I'm going to say.
Keep. I know, but there's very little I could disagree with you on in relation to it, but I'm going to throw a but in. A lot of people believe it's important that we have a state broadcaster.
It's important, is it? That I pay Ryan Tuberty's wage.
Well, forget about Ryan Tuberty, he's gone, right? But a lot of people, but there's people in there equally on a lot of money. I'm not going to disagree with you. A lot of them are completely overpaid. Overpaid. There's no doubt about it. They're not worth the money they're paying them. You know, and I work in the independent sector. I've always worked in the independent sector. And I can tell you now, in the independent sector, nobody gets close to what these agents are getting in RTE.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No. I can tell you, there's people doing work in the independent sector on a tenth of the money that they're getting in RTE.
TV3 should have taken over RTE, as far as I was concerned. You know, TV3 are very fair. All the staff are very fair. They're paid very fair. Mm. You know, they're not being paid like RTE is being paid. You know, RTE, the whole lot, it's just an absolute shambles. You know, it's an absolute shocker. You know.
The bottom line is you won't be paying for it, Sean. So when was the last license you had?
That was back then, about a year ago. And you know, I have got threats. I have got letters in.
And what do you tell them? What do you tell them now? How come you've avoided going to jail?
I'll do it again, Noel. I'll do it again. I go into the joy there for a day and I go back straight out. You know, what are they going to do? They can't lock you up. They can't lock us all up. You know, and it's only a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a crack. You look here, you're in the back of the Garda van.
Yeah,
you're
in there. Yeah, but it is a criminal conviction because it's contempt of court.
Sure, who gives it? Yeah, they're all criminals in RTE anyway. Sure, who gives it?
They're not all criminals in RTE now, in fairness.
Yeah, well, most of them are.
No, that's an outrageous statement to make. They're not all criminals in RTE. You just don't like the way they operate. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, here, 90% of them
were it. No, you're making that figure up. It's not even 90% are criminals and RTEs. That's an absolute stupid thing to say, Sean. And an outrageous thing to say. So, look, you don't like RTE. I get that. That's fine. But in saying that, they do provide a service. Some people mightn't like it, the service they provide. Others do. And I have had people on the air who are happy to pay it.
And they were all in it together, Noel. You give it over. Come on now. And they want us. Here. I'll go to prison every day of the week and every month of the week and every year of the week. I'd never give RTE a fucking red cent of me money. I'd never do it.
Okay, I get that, Sean. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Dan. Dan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you getting on?
Yeah, Sean's quite angry.
I can understand that. And I just want to say, Sean, fair play for standing up for yourself. I'd be the same now if I had to be in your shoes. This TV license, it's the biggest load of my hoo-ha I've ever seen. We're paying for, it's not even just a TV license, it's a media license is what they say. So if you have any screen in your house, if you've got a laptop, you have to pay for it, you have to pay for this. Even if you're not using your TV, if you have anything that can stream, we're paying enough in Sky, we're paying enough in Netflix or Disney or whatever else you want to watch.
Yeah, but they're voluntary, they're all voluntary, you don't have to pay them if you don't want to. Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. The TV license, I mean, if you don't want to watch RTE and you have a TV in your house, if you just want to watch DVDs all day, you still have to pay a license because you have a TV. Mm-hmm. That's the definition.
Yeah, by definition, once you have something that you can receive television signals on, that's it. You have to pay the license.
It's not even a TV signal, no. Not to be pedantic there. Well, to be pedantic, it's anything that can have an image. So you can use your internet, you can use a DVD, but no internet. You still have to pay it. It's the box you're paying for. Whether you watch RTE or whether you don't. Now, RTE, that's the biggest...
Do you watch RTE, Dan? Have you ever watched RTE?
I have, and I turned away from you.
But you have watched it.
I've watched it because there's nothing else on TV. I'd be sitting with my mum watching TV because she loves the Fair City.
Well, there you go.
That's my mum, that's not me. Now, my mum and dad now, they're all
age. Stay there, Sean.
Me, personally, I've lived out at home a few times now. I'm back at home trying to save to buy a house. That's another story. But when we were out, we never had a TV license. And I refused to pay a TV license.
And what would you do if they change the way, and they're talking about changing the model of license whereby it'll be taken out of your salary as a tax?
It won't be doing that. You haven't they proved that you have a TV license?
Well, it won't be, but it won't be called a TV license anymore. They're changing the name of it. Well, they want to. This is the plan to call it a broadcast charge or a broadcast tax.
A broadcast tax. Okay. They have to prove that you're making use of something before they can tax you.
No, they won't. Not the way they'll word the legislation. They won't have to prove anything. It'll be basically just a tax that you will have to pay your share of what they believe is, you know, a state service.
Right. Okay. I'll put it this way to you now. You said there earlier on that you're an independent and you've always worked independent.
Yeah.
Go into RTE, shake the monkey tree, drop them all, and put independent people in there and pay them the same rates as what independents rate, as what the independents pay, get paid. And then maybe people will pay the TV license. Mm. We're not paying the TV license because we're seeing it being absolutely squandered. The quality of some of the programs and the programming that we do or that we have on RTE, all right, it's nowhere near the value of what we're paying and what they're breaking in, getting bailed out for. All that money, the majority of that money is going to line people's pockets. Make them all be on a proper wage, put my minimum wage or a similar wage to other people in that sector and then see what happens.
Yeah, Sean, would you accept that if there was a big shakedown in RTE and everybody was paid the same amount that they were being paid in the independent sector, for example, would that change your view of RTE?
I suppose it would, Niall. You know, because
Go ahead. Go on.
It'd have to be the case that everybody, is paid a decent wage. You know, it's not fair what they're getting. You know, it's what you said there. You're in the, you know, you're getting it. You know, Jesus, I can only imagine the wage that you're getting.
No, I'm not. I'm not complaining about my wage.
It's okay.
But I don't get anything close to what Joe Duffy's getting, for example.
Not a hope. And you will. You know, and that.
Well, nobody will in the independent sector because the independent sector couldn't afford to do that because they rely solely on advertising.
It should be regulated, Noel. It should be regulated. Of course, it should. You know, this is why the mess RTE is in today. Because it's not regulated. And they give an idiot there that I can't stand him. And I'm not even going to mention his name.
Don't start mentioning names then, because you're going to get me into trouble, because I know what you're like, Sean.
How much is he getting now?
Joe?
How much is he getting there?
Well, he was on nearly $500,000 at one stage, but I think he's down now to, I think his latest contract, I think it was about $370,000. I got Molly, will have a quick look there. Molly, Joe Duffy's wages. I think he's on about $370,000. I'll check it. Yep.
You know, and you think that...
For an hour-long show. No, it's not even an hour long, I don't think, is it? An hour and 15 minutes.
So why would you think that I'd want to pay for a TV license? Then, you know, that's not happening. It's never going to happen. Mm. You know, idiots. They're all idiots, and I don't want to see them, you know. An hour-long show for what? He doesn't even do 52 weeks of the year.
351,000 he's on at the moment. Now, I'm assuming on top of that there's probably expenses as well. Maybe
and they want people to pay that, Louis. Not at all. No. Absolutely ridiculous. Not a hope.
Sorry, Dan?
There's not a hope for that kind of money, Niall. I mean, not to bother you up, but the likes of yourself, far better than half the broadcasters out there on the show, and you're on not even the quarter of what them lads are on. I have a question for you now, right? A question for you. Independence. Where do the radio stations and the TV stations that are independent, where do they get their funding from?
Advertising.
It's not from the government.
Advertising.
It's from advertising. So we're paying a TV license. We shouldn't have to have advertising on a state broadcast if we're paying for it. They're getting their handouts and they're still getting money from advertising.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? We couldn't afford to do the public service that RTE did. We don't have the same public service obligations, obviously, that RTE have. We couldn't cover live events. We couldn't cover football matches. We can't cover the Olympic Games. We can't send people over, say, to the elections in America, for example, on the 5th of November. We couldn't. All those things would cost too much money for an independent sector to do. You know what I mean? So RTE, because they have the money, do those things.
Right, then do it this way. Split it up between RTE and yourselves. The money that the coffers that are going in, split them evenly as can be between the different broadcasters.
That never happens. RTE wants everything.
Yeah, I can't say that. RTE do want everything.
They do.
But stay there for a second, both of you. Let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you?
How you doing? Go ahead, John.
To be very simple, really. Scrap the license fee and just defund RT.
Defund them completely?
Yeah. Yeah, just get rid of it.
Well, or let them sink or swim is what you're saying to me.
Yeah, because they've held the country not to ransom for long enough. It's about time now people really just defund it.
Why am I hearing all this negativity tonight towards RTE, John? Why?
Because it's realistic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've had the scandals over the years involving RTE.
Yeah.
They've been bailed over to the tune of 700 odd million.
Yeah, 725 million. Yeah.
I mean, come on, lad. You know, it's scandal after scandal and propaganda.
And you don't like RTE? Do you watch RTE at all, John?
I've given up watching RTE.
Mm.
Because
Where do you get? Like, I'm curious now. Where do you get your news from? If you want to get the news, where do you go? Where do you go? Where's your news come from?
I look up a lot on newspaper publications. I don't buy newspapers anymore.
Yeah, but very few people buy newspapers nowadays. Yeah, but so you look at online publications. Which ones?
Yeah.
Independent, Grip Media. Which ones?
Grip Media.
Okay. Yeah, Grip do very well.
Media.
Yeah, it's a particular side of the news. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's another aspect of RTE I really hate as well. It's nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that goes on.
Yeah, so I just think it's time to know that the plug is pulled. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to just get rid of it now.
Okay, well, look, I have to take a break, by the way, because if we don't take a break and have advertising, we don't get paid. it's the irony of it all, isn't it? I'll come back to you after the break, by the way. A lot of people texting in and WhatsApping in that they agree with John, by the way. I'd like to get somebody to come on and say nice things about RTE. Is that possible, Molly? Do you think anybody is going to come on and say anything nice about RTE? She's nodding her head here, then that got a good reaction. No. Anyway. Loads of texts coming in. So not a chance. I agree with John completely. RT need to be defunded. They should sink or swim, as you rightly said. If they can't survive on the advertising money they're getting, well, then clearly people don't want to support them. Somebody else says, Niall, I used to watch RT quite a lot, but lately they seem to have turned on the people. So I don't. I don't support them because they don't support me as a citizen. Somebody else says, Niall, your callers are all very angry and negative tonight. In saying that, I understand where they come from. You shouldn't have to pay for it if you don't use it. It's as simple as. It's a service, isn't it, after all? Okay. Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. The question I'm really asking is, should people be going to jail? Because according to the newspapers today, 70 people were prosecuted and in court in Ennis. They kind of take test cases every now and again. They take a glut of people all in one go. And some people go to jail. Now, when they say they go to jail, you're not going to jail for not paying a television licence. Because that's technically not illegal, right? You get a fine for not paying a television license from the courts because it's a civil offence. But then if you don't pay the fine, then it becomes a problem because then you're in contempt of court or disobeying the order of a court, and that's when you can go to jail. You're usually taken by car to Mountjoy or whatever prison it is, brought in, signed in, then given your bus fare back home again. It's just a kind of tokenism, isn't it? It's and a waste, probably a complete waste of taxpayers' money. Two guards to escort you to a prison. You know, money to pay your taxi fare back out again. It probably costs more than the €160 administration just to get you into court. So it just really isn't worth the hassle. But anyway, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. It's time we stop this nonsense of bringing people to court for not paying a television license and come up with some other plan and way of collecting it.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello?
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning sound better on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Saturday morning can be busy. Kids, training, shopping. But make some room in the schedule for me. Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. Grab a tea or a coffee while we go back to the future for great songs from the 80s and 90s as you get your weekend underway.
Gareth O'Callaghan.
Every Saturday morning from 10 to 2. With Creative Dental Clinic Budapest. With aftercare in Ireland. creativedentalclinic.eu.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Easy living has it all.
It's the Metro.
Mattress Sale at Easy Living Furniture. With all mattresses reduced, gift yourself a better night's sleep with free delivery and disposal on all mattresses over £499 at Easy Living Furniture, Swords Blanchardstown, Fonthill Tala and Nice Road, Dublin.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, Easy Living has it all.
Easy Living Furniture, luxury furnishings, affordable luxury.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
With Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio. You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello?
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kuehl on Ireland's classic hits radio. Emile Nigid Nocha Shock, Chan Elton John, Candle in the Wind, Exuchard, Princess Diana.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Imean 4, Ravila Sahin, Hui Britney Spears, Aaron Stotcha, Egna MTV VMAs, Len Nahar, August Khan Shi, I'm a Slave for You. Ochtu a shocked, Four Mods and Tauron, Bad, oh Michael Jackson. Imean 4, Mila Nigid Nocha Shea, Dunwari Tupac in Las Vegas, Teresh Clehet Dornliocht, Vion Tauron Changes, Squila Mach, Mila Nigid Nocha Hocht.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
That's Crack August Kuehl on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Across Ireland, on FM,
digital,
and on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 11 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Jane McNamara. The Taoiseach has tonight told the UN Security Council that Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon are a violation of international humanitarian law. Speaking in New York in the past few minutes, Micheál Martin said the scale of death, destruction and unimaginable human suffering in Gaza is truly horrific and completely unacceptable. He said Israel's response to the Hamas attack has been completely disproportionate and the extent of the conflict into Lebanon is reckless and deeply alarming. Speaking before the Security Council, he says the violence in the Middle East has to end.
I condemn Hezbollah for its attacks on Israel and its malign role in Lebanon and the region. But massive and indiscriminate airstrikes on densely populated areas in Lebanon are resulting in a shocking loss of life. In my view, this violates international humanitarian law.
The Leinster House bike shed was not a waste of taxpayers' money. That's according to the head of the OPW. But speaking to the Oireachtas Finance Committee, John Conlon committed to improving the decision-making process. It came as he also revealed €1.4 million